what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me.
他是这样描述他当时的心情，他说，我的心甚迫切。
He described how he felt at the time. He was compelled by the Spirit.
他心里装着一件事情，好像这件事情把他的心给捆住了一样。他如果不完成这件事情呢，他心就不能放下。
It seems to be in his heart, there's one thing captured his heart that he could not let go.
虽然他不确定说到了耶路撒冷会发生什么事。
Although he did not know what would happen in Jerusalem.
但是这件事情催逼着他，让他不能停下来，一定要到耶路撒冷完成这件事。
But what's on his heart is compelled his spirit that he could not stop.
而且他说他在路程的当中呢，这个圣灵在不断的跟他讲话。
He also said, during the journey, Holy Spirit continued to speak to him.
所有捆锁和患难是不好的事情啊，是磨难，是信心的试炼的考验，在他的面前。
It warned him a hardship test out faith ahead of him.
但是他依然不回头，一直朝着耶路撒冷而去。
But he continued without returning, continued to Jerusalem.
而且越靠近耶路撒冷的时候呢，这个从圣灵而来的这个提醒和警告就越明显。
As he drew near to Jerusalem, the warning from the Holy Spirit became all more apparent.
各地的教会圣徒不断地跟保罗讲说，不要回耶路撒冷，因为在那里你要受到患难的考验。
All the Christians, believers from different locations continue to warn him not to go to Jerusalem.
但是有一件事情在保罗的心中让他心甚迫切，不完成这个使命他就不愿意回头。
But because this thing in his heart compelled him, he could not return.
那这件事情是什么呢？我们接下来读啊，24节说，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
So in verse 24, he continued, However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race, complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
他为了完成这个使命呢，他说我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
In order to complete this mission, he said, I consider my life worth nothing to me.
别说是被捆绑、被逼迫，即使丢了性命，我也在所不惜，这是保罗的意思。
Regardless to being persecuted, to the point, if I lose my life, I do not care.
是什么事情能够比保罗自己的性命还宝贵呢？
What is more precious than his life?
就是他看为他人生至宝的主耶稣基督。
It's our Lord Jesus, he sees as more precious than his life.
为了得着耶稣基督，为了传扬耶稣基督，他要一直不停地向前走，完成神定义让他走的这段的路程。
In order to receive our Lord Jesus to testify for him, he determined to walk this path that God had called him to.
其实呢，这次他回耶路撒冷的一个具体的任务是把各地教会的捐款带到耶路撒冷去。
He has one particular mission is to bring the donation from all locations, bring them back to Jerusalem Church.
帮助当时在饥荒、贫穷当中的耶路撒冷教会，让他们有经济上的供应。
To give them financial support while Jerusalem Church was in famine.
为了完成这件事情，保罗甚至放弃了马上去到罗马传福音的机会，他要回耶路撒冷完成这件事情。
In order to accomplish this, he gave up the mission trip to Rome.
这件事情呢，我们初听起来有点不大理解。
When we first heard this, we do not quite understand.
因为看起来对于传福音的事情来讲，如果他能够去罗马，好像传福音的果效、传福音所带来的影响会更大。
If from the ministry perspective, it seems to be if he go to Rome, he have greater influence.
那如果他是带着捐款回到耶路撒冷帮助当地的教会，好像不能马上看出说这件事情跟传扬福音有什么直接的联系。
It seems if just merely bring back the donation to Jerusalem, we could not see directly what's the relationship be become with. Spread the gospel and ministry.
这也是为什么各地教会的圣徒都出来阻止保罗，说你不要跑到耶路撒冷被抓。如果你能够自由的在各地去传福音，那带来的这个果效不是更大吗？
That is why all the believers from different locations tried to stop him from going back to Jerusalem. They told him, "Wouldn't that be greater if you go to Rome to could preach the gospel?"
但是保罗在圣灵的催逼之下，他很清楚。这一段的路程虽然有艰难，但是神是神量给他的，他要必走的一段的路程。
But compelled by the Holy Spirit, Paul knows that this is the task, this is the cup that the Lord had measured for him, this is the road he will go.
那今天啊，快2000年过去了，我们回头再看这一段的路程的时候，我们才真正明白为什么当时。圣灵这样的催逼保罗，一定要去耶路撒冷，一定要在耶路撒冷被抓。
Now, 2,000 years later, now we're looking back, we understand why Holy Spirit compelled Paul return to Jerusalem, why he was captured.
正因为他在耶路撒冷被抓的缘故，他有机会在当地的巡抚、在君王的面前为主来做见证。
Because he was captured, so he got the opportunity to witness to the king, to the prison wardens.
正因为他被抓，后来被关在罗马的监牢里，他写了后来的监狱书信。
Because he was captured and was sent to prison in Rome, he wrote a letter in prisons.
借着这些监狱书信，不仅在当代的人当中去为做福音的见证，更是借着这个书信，在历世历代的教会当中为主来做见证。
Through his letters, not only benefited his generation, to all the generations followed, we benefit from it.
感谢主，当时的保罗有这样一颗顺从圣灵引导的心。
We thank God that Paul has this obedience heart to God's calling.
借着他的顺从，完成了神在他身上更大的使命。
Because of his obedience, he has accomplished a greater mission through his life.
感谢主，这是贯穿保罗生命的那一条主线。就是传扬基督。
Thank God, this is the main line through his life that is to preaching Christ.
在他刚刚信主的时候，在大马士革城里面，他就开始为主来做见证，来传扬福音。
When he was just became a Christian, he already started right away to testify for God in Damascus.
他刚刚受洗之后，在《使徒行传》第9章记载说。吃过饭就健壮了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。
When he was received Christ in Acts 9:19 indicated, and after taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogue that Christ is the Son of God.
刚刚信主受洗，他没有等候，马上就在他所能够接触的人群当中来为主来做见证。
When he was just received Christ, he did not wait. He started to testify among the people around him.
到了《使徒行传》28章啊，就是在《使徒行传》记载的 教会发展的历史，最后的时候，他是被关在罗马的监牢里。
At Acts 28, he already captured and put in prison in Rome.
这里记载说，保罗在自己所租的房子里住了足足2年，凡来见他的人，他全都接待，放胆传讲神国的道，讲主耶稣基督的事，教导人，并没有人禁止。
At Act 28:30, for two whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to see him. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance.
这时候，距他信主大概有30年左右的时间了。
At that time, he became a believer for 30 years.
30年过去了，他初衷未改，依然是在人当中来为主耶稣基督做见证。
For 30 years, he did not change his original determination. He continued to testify among people.
无论是他可以很自由的。在小亚细亚，在欧洲各地去走动的时候，为主去传福音。
Whether he has freedom in Asia Minor in Europe, to testify?
即使是在他被关在监牢里的时候，他也持续不断的向那些狱卒啊，他身边的这些人来为主来做见证。
Or he was captured and was put in prison. He continued to testify to the wardens in prison.
在他被关在监牢里的时候，他写信给哥罗西的教会说：“我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人、教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全的引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。”
When he was in prison, he wrote the letter to Colossians Church. He is the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone full mature in Christ. To this end, I strenuously contend with all energy Christ so powerfully works in me.
传扬基督就是贯穿保罗一生的一条主轴。
Preaching Christ is the main focus of Paul's life.
他去回应主的呼召，无论是在任何的情况下，他都为神的名来做见证。
He responded to the Lord's calling, no matter in what kind of situation.
借着他带着信心回应主的呼召，不仅他让听见的人，得到福音的好处。
Through him, because of his obedience to God's calling, to benefit to those people who receive the gospel.
而且他自己的生命就是在这个传扬基督的过程当中，一点一点的成熟成长，更加像主耶稣基督的样式。
And his own life, continued to mature and grow, become more like Christ.
一会儿，孝野姊妹和艾迪弟兄呢，会为我们做见证。
And later, Sister Sylvia and Brother Eddie will tell their testimony.
请大家仔细听他们的见证，来见证神今天是如何依然做这样的事情的。
Please listen carefully to their testimony to hear that what God is continued doing works among them.
就像当初神对保罗这样一个忠心回应他呼召的人所做的事情一样，
It's just like God had done in Paul, the obedient servant.
今天神也是同样的恩待那些凭着信心回应他呼召的人。
Continually, God gave his grace to those people who respond to his calling.
一方面借着这些回应主呼召的人来传扬福音。
On one hand, the gospel was preached to those people who were obedient to him.
另一方面借着这些人的忠心的回应，他们自己的生命被不断的改变更新。
On the other hand, from the obedience to his calling, their own life continued to grow.
好，我们来看第二件事情，在保罗的人生的主线当中。
So let's look at the second thing, the focus of Paul's life.
就是保罗从来不是自己在做这件事情，
That Paul did not do this alone.
他身边总是有一群的同工跟他一起去同工同心的去传扬福音。
He always have a unified team with him to work.
有一些是他的同伴，
And some are his partners.
有一些是他带出来的门徒。
Some are disciples he trained.
借着这些同伴、这些带出来的门徒，福音的使命不光是在一个地方得到传扬。
Through his co-workers and the disciples he trained, the gospel not only preached in one location.
这些跟他配合的同工后来去不同的地方，让这个福音在各地得到广传。
Those people who partnered with him and spread out to different places, so let the gospel preach to all areas.
借着他培养带领出来的下一代的门徒，当保罗这一代的基督徒过去之后呢，这个福音继续在下一个世代当中不断的得到见证和广传。
Through the disciples he helped train, the next generation continued to preach the gospel to different locations.
巴拿巴是他第一次宣教旅行的同伴。
Barnabas is the first missionary trip co-workers.
当第二次旅行开始的时候，他是与希拉配合。
At his second missionary trip, he was partnered with Silas.
当他在哥林多那里建立教会的时候，遇到百基拉啊、亚居拉这一对夫妇。
When he was trying to establish church in Galatians, he met the couple Aquila and Priscilla.
与他们同工在哥林多。在以弗所，后来这一段夫妇又去了罗马，在各地建立家庭教会。
So they partnered with him in Ephesian Galatians and later to Rome to establish home church.
亚波罗在遇到百基拉、亚居拉之前，他已经是熟读圣经。
Apollos, before he met Aquilius and Priscilla, he read the Bible.
当他借着亚居拉、百基拉的帮助，了解借着神、借着保罗所有的启示之后，亚波罗就成了一个更有能力的神国的工人。
Through the helps of Aquilus and Priscilla and Paul's teaching, Apollo become a very mature Christian.
提摩太是在保罗宣教过程当中带出来的年轻的童工。
Timothy is due through Paul's missionary trip, he trained a younger generation preachers.
提多是跟提摩太差不多年龄的同工，是一个很有特点的一个工人。
Titus, almost the same age as Timothy, is a very unique Christian.
也是被保罗很信任的一位同工。
And also is the co-worker that Paul trusts.
哪里的教会出了问题，保罗常常会派提多去来处理教会的争端。
And if the church in different locations encounter problems, and Paul will cite Titus to help resolve.
马可这个年轻人在保罗一开始出去宣教的时候就开始跟着保罗。
Mark is the young man that followed Paul from his initial missionary trip.
但是在他成长的过程当中，他走了一段的弯路。
And he took a detour while he was growing.
但是最后，当保罗关在罗马监牢的时候，他特地嘱咐。马可来看他，因为马可已经成长为一个成熟的工人。
At the end, when Paul was captured in prison in Rome, he called Mark to come to visit him. At that time, Mark already grew to be a very mature Christian.
神也借着马可记载了马可福音的圣经的启示。
And through Mark, God inspired him to write the book of Mark.
路加是跟随保罗的一个同工。
Luke is another co-worker accompanied by Paul's side.
一直跟随保罗服侍他到最后的时间。
He continued, followed Paul and served him till the end.
路加的灵命的成长得益于保罗很多的教导。
And Luke's growth in spiritual life had the, with the help of Paul.
神也使用他啊，写下了路加福音。
And also God used him to write the book of Luke.
使徒行传。
And the act.
感谢主，这就是保罗在服侍主、传扬福音的过程当中，一起同工、一起带出来的这些神国的工人。
Thank God that these are the co-workers and the servant that Paul helped train and grow together.
这是教会当中传福音的成功的方式。
This is a method that church is successful in ministry.
教会是基督的身体。
Our church is the body of Christ.
每一个弟兄姐妹同工都是这个身体中的一部分。
Every brother and sister co-workers are part of this body.
我们的服侍呢，是在一个团队当中的服侍。
Our serving is part of a team.
特别是在传扬福音这件事情上，是一个团队的工作。
Especially in preach gospel, it's a teamwork.
有些人可能比较善于传讲福音的信息。
Some people may be very good at preach the words.
然而每个弟兄姐妹都可以为主来做见证的。
But every single one of us can testify for God.
祝我们每一个人经历福音大能生命改变的这个真实发生的事情。
Through our life was changed by God's gospel.
传福音的聚会，我们需要有人去带诗歌，有人去欢迎人，有人去关心人，这是一个团队的服事。
When we preach gospel, we need people to lead in worship. Need some people pray, some people care about people.
一会儿 Stanley 弟兄呢会跟我们分享啊，我们将要开展的一个传福音的团队的服事的机会。
Later on, Brother Stanley will share with us a new mission is through the small group.
从保罗的服事上面，我们就可以看到这两个重要的结论。
From the life of Paul, we see the two conclusions.
第一个，我们看到他人生的主线是为了传扬福音，见证基督。
First, we'll see his main focus in his life is preach the gospel.
第二，通过合一团队的服事来完成这个大的使命。
And number two is to accomplish this great commission is to build up a unified team.
当我们的教会的众弟兄姐妹都来起来效法保罗的榜样。
If all of us in our church continue to rise up and follow the example of Paul.
以传扬福音作为我们教会施工的主线。
Our main focus is to preach the gospel.
借着联合在一起组成合一服事的团队。
Through a unified team.
同心的为主做见证的话。
And to testify unitedly for God.
我们的教会一定会成为神所喜悦的教会。
Our church surely will become the church that God pleases.
我把下面的时间交给孝业姊妹啊，请孝业来为我们来做见证。
And now I give this time to Sister Sylvia to share her testimony.
小野，你的声音打开了吗？
对不起，大家主日平安。
Peace be with you.
2014年，我和一位三十几年没见面的初中同学联络上。
In 2014, I got in touch with a junior high school classmate who had lost touch for 30 years.
发现我们都在大学毕业后信主成为基督徒。
I discovered that we all became Christian after graduated from college.
也知道他由中学老师公职退休后，在高雄开幼儿园当园长，非常开心。
I also know after she retired from the position as a middle school teacher, she ran a kindergarten and continued to work as a principal, and she was very happy.
2015年，她说她得了多发性的骨髓癌，心情非常的沉重。
In 2015, she found out she had multiple myeloma in her body, and she was very depressed.
当时我们几位同学就为她成立了一个祷告小组。
At the time, several of our classmates formed a prayer group for her.
2016年春天，她的病情神奇地稳定下来。
In 2016, her condition marvelously stabilized in the spring.
那年春天，那年的暑假，我回台湾探望她，知道她癌细胞指数近零，非常的感恩。
That summer, I went back to Taiwan to visit her, learned that her cancer index was nearly zero. I was very grateful.
所以当戴弟兄去年要我回台湾的时候，到高雄收集一些幸福小组的资料，我立刻联络这位同学。
So when Brother Dai asked me to go to Kaohsiung to collect some information regarding the happiness group, on my way to Taiwan last year, I immediately contacted my classmate.
他很快回我说，虽然不认识高雄福气教会的弟兄姐妹，对幸福小组也不清楚，但他一定会尽力帮我联系安排探访。
She responded quickly, although she said she did not know about the brother sister from the Fuchi Church, and she did not know much about the happiness group. She would do her best to help me to contact and make arrangement for the visit.
结果我还没有回到台湾，他就已经安排好时间日期，要亲自带我去拜访福气教会的一位区长。
As a result, before I even returned to Taiwan, she already made the arrangement, made appointment personally, took me to contact the leader in the Blessed Church, in the Fuchi Church.
这张照片就是她和先生到旅馆来接我的时候照的。
This photo, as you can see, when she and her husband came to pick me up at the hotel.
我们再度见面，好开心。当我要给他一个拥抱时，他告诉我，他的骨髓癌复发，碰到他的身体会很痛，不能给我 hug。
When we met, I was very happy, so I was about to give her a hug. She told me that the multiple myeloma recurred. Her body was in such a pain that she cannot be touched.
并且在高雄夏天华氏100度左右高温下，还一定要带护腰，因为他的骨头穿动太厉害，不小心的碰撞很容易骨折。
In the blazing heat of Kaohsiung, the summer is over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. She must wear a back brace because her bone was so pierced. It became very brittle and fragile, easily fractured.
当时没有新冠，但他必须戴口罩，因为他的抵抗力太弱，任何的感染都可以致命。
It was not for COVID at the time, but she must wear a mask because of her immune system is so weak that any infection could be lethal.
我听了真是很心疼他，同时也感谢神，他这么的不舒服，还忍痛出门带我了解什么是幸福小组。当区长
After I heard this, I feel really sad for her. But at the same time, I thank God that in spite of her pain and discomfort, she came out with me. to find out what the happiness group is.
当区长分享神如何使用弟兄姐妹的个人见证在幸福小组中引人信主，我们看到福音的大能与果效。
When the district leader shared how God used the testimonies of the brother and sister to lead people to the Lord in the happiness group, we saw the power and the effect of the gospel.
这时我的同学说，六月，当我知道自己的骨髓癌再度复发时，我替自己买了一张和我妈妈一样的医护床，母女两人睡在客厅。
At the time, my classmates said, in June, when I heard my multiple myeloma recurred again, I bought myself a hospital bed similar to the one my mom had. We slept in the living room.
我看着八十几岁行动不便的母亲，再看看六十岁全身疼痛脆弱的自己。
I look at my mother, who is in her 80s with limited mobility, and then look at myself, a 60-year-old, who suffers from cancer and very fragile.
我绝望地问神，我的余生就躺在病床上了吗？
I ask God desperately, will I lay in the hospital bed for the rest of my life?
就在这时，孝耶告诉我，他暑假回台湾时希望能到高雄福气教会了解幸福小组，问我能不能帮忙。
At this time, I received the call from Xiao Ye. She will return to Taiwan during the summer vacation. She hoped to come to Kaohsiung Fuqi Church to learn about the happiness group and ask me if I could help.
我无力的身心为之一振，幸福小组是什么？
My weak body and mind was suddenly refreshed. I become curious. What is the happiness group?
他大老远要来高雄探访，而我就在这里，不是更应该去了解吗？
She came from far away, but I live in Kaohsiung here. Should I be better to learn to try to understand about it?
就这样，神清楚地带领每一步，今天我坐在这里。我知道神在回答我的问题。
In this way, God clearly lead me every step. As I sit here today, I know that God is answering my question.
我的余生不是要躺在病床上自怜，我要多做主工，把福音与人分享。我要参与幸福小组事工。
I know God has answered my question. For the rest of my life, I don't want to lay down in the hospital bed with self-pity. I want to participate in the ministry of the happiness group.
他的先生在旁边也深受激励，他们夫妻去年秋天就开始了家中的幸福小组。
Her husband by her side is also very motivated, and the husband and wife started the happiness group last fall at their own home.
因着神的恩典，虽然我的老同学仍在和癌细胞抗争，但他抓紧时间传福音，为人代祷。
Because of God's grace, although my old classmate is still fighting cancer, she seized the opportunity to preach the gospel and pray for others.
她在病痛中生命的见证，让神得荣耀，也帮助我更信靠主耶稣，更加珍惜每一天。
Her testimony of courage and faith in spite of sickness and pain glorified God and also helped me trust the Lord Jesus more and cherish every day.
真知道传福音是我们的使命，使命就是一辈子要做的事。
We know that preach the gospel is our mission, and this we should continue the rest of our life.
感谢神。
Thank God.
谢谢孝耶姊妹的分享。
Thank Sister Sylvia's sharing.
这位姊妹在台湾的姊妹是一个生重病的人。
The sister in Taiwan is the one encounter illness.
但竟然在神的手中被神所使用。
That she continued to be used in God's hand.
就是在她软弱的当中可以经历神的大能。
Even in her weakness, sickness, experience God's mighty power.
不仅让周围的人得到福音的益处，也让他的生命得到复兴。
Not only to benefit people around her to receive the gospel, also her own life received purpose.
在神不缺少能力。
In God, he lacks nothing.
他是在寻找那些凭信心回应他呼召的人。
But he is looking for those who respond in faith.
好，接下来我们请 Eddie 弟兄为我们做见证。
Now we invite a brother Eddie to share his testimony.
各位弟兄姐妹，主内平安。
A dear brother and sister, peace be with you.
那次去厦门中国短宣之后呢，神改变我对传福音的心态。
Well, we went to the short time mission trip to Xiamen. God changed my attitude towards ministry.
出发前呢，同工们做了不少的预备，我个人呢对神也持续的祷告。
Before we set out, our co-workers have been well prepared, and I personally made my prayer.
那愿主耶稣不要让我畏惧，不要遇到困难，帮助我结果子。
I pray that God take away my fear and also help me do not incur great difficulties during the ministry.
那这次经历是在厦门短宣的尾声，所该做的福音事工呢？都已经快结束了。
This story happens towards the end of the ministry trip.
最后一天，同工们要去漳州市枋阳镇灵顿教会。
This is the last day we went to Zhangzhou City and Hangyang's town to preach the gospel.
那是礼拜日下午呢，临时的我要做一个专题的分享。
That was a Sunday afternoon. I had to give a sharing.
那当主日敬拜之后呢，我就站在灵顿教会旁边的一棵大树下。
After the Sunday service, I stood under a tree next to the church.
一面乘凉等候，一面准备我的讲章。
I stayed in the shade to keep cool while preparing my message.
那站在那个树下时呢，我突然看见有位男士呢，来势汹汹的对着我走来。
While I was standing under the shade of the tree, I saw a man came with fears.
那当他走到我面前呢，就指着我说。
When he came towards me and he pointed at me and said,
我要信你们的主耶稣基督。
I want to believe your Lord Jesus.
那我还没有反应过来呢，他又接着说。
Before I could respond, he continued,
我要信你们主耶稣基督，因为你看起来很善良。
I want to believe your Lord Jesus because you look very kind.
那我很不好意思地回答说，是吗？
I feel kind of embarrassed. I said, really?
哦，对对对，你信我们的主耶稣，你就会善良。
Right. If you believe our Lord Jesus, you'll be kind.
但是呢，我没有把这位朋友当作一回事。
So I didn't, but I didn't take it seriously.
因为我要急着去做我的准备。
Because I was in a hurry to prepare my own message.
那我就介绍他给当地教会的这个灵传道士，还有另外一个弟兄，让他们与这位慕道友沟通。
So I introduced him to the local minister and another brother, so they could communicate.
那我就离开了，就回去继续做我的准备。
So and then I left, continue my preparation for my message.
那感谢主呢，下午呢，我顺利的就完成那专题讲解给那个灵顿教会的弟兄姐妹。
Thank God that I finished my message sharing smoothly to the Linton Church.
但呢，在这个当场回答问题的时候呢，这位慕道友突然站起来。
At the spot while we were doing the Q&A time, the brother stood up.
又指着我说，我要信你们耶稣基督啊。
He pointed at me again. I want to believe your Lord Jesus.
我就很惊讶，我不是把你交给那位灵传道士了吗？
I was very surprised. I said, didn't I introduce you to Minister Ling?
但是呢，这位木道友还是瞪着我，指着我，让我感觉非常的亏欠。
But this seeker brother continued to point at me, feel make me feel like I kind of owed him.
那就当场呢，借着灵顿教会的弟兄姐妹为见证。
So at the spot as the test witness of the brother and sister of London Church.
那我们三位在场的同工呢，就一起按手为这位连弟兄举止祷告。
So three of us, including the co-workers, lay hand on him and prayed for him.
那事后呢，在回美国的飞机上，我就一直思考这是神的作为。
So after that, on the trip back to US, I was pondering.
那我们的神做事是很奇妙，也很幽默。
Our Lord did marvelous things with great humor.
那我知道，我虽然不是拙口笨舌的，是有一点啊。
Even though I knew I was not clumsy at my tongue, just a little bit.
但让我连一个字也没说，一句话也没传。
But to the point that I didn't even speak a word, not even a sentence.
就让一个陌生人不是一次、两次，而是三次的追问我。
That to a stranger, not only once, twice, but three times chase after me.
坚持呢，让我完成他接受主耶稣基督的心愿。
That he insists that I help him to receive Christ.
那是不可思议的哦。
It's unimaginable.
那当然，原来呢，主耶稣呢是在回应我出发前的那些持续的祷告。
So it dawned on me that God had answered my prayer before I sent out.
他是没有忘记我的祈求，但呢，我却差点疏忽了他的回应。
He didn't forget my request.But I almost ignored his reply.
那这次经验让我感受了，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
So from this experience and how me understood that I did not consider shame of the gospel, but great power.
神让我信靠他的大能。
God want me to trust his power.
如果是主耶稣要我站在一棵树下
，If Lord want me to stand under a tree，
或是开到水深之处
，or to the depths of the water，
这些慕道友们呢也必会找到我
，and those seeker will find me。
这都是神的指引，因为我认定了他。
This is the Lord's guidance because I determined to follow Him。
我应该顺服，愿意去。
I should be obedient, willing to go.
也愿意与蒙召的恩相称。
And also want to fulfill the calling.
在神的面前呢，有一个传福音的心志。
I have a heart that want to preach gospel in front of him.
哥林多前书9:23。
Like Galatians 9:23 said,
凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
Okay.
Do all this for sake of gospel. 为要与人同得这福音的好处。That I may share in its blessing. 那弟兄姐妹，我趁着这机会来邀请大家。
Brother, sister, I take this opportunity to invite all of you.
凡所有感动的。
All of you, if you're called or feel touched by the Holy Spirit,
要回应参加这次幸福小组的福音事工
respond and participate in the happiness group.
奉神的名，让我们能同负一轭
In Christ's name, that we can continue to carry this yoke.
传扬他那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
To preach the gospel that who called us out of the darkness into his light.
当然也要为这个与人呢同得这福音的好处。
And also to benefit to share the gospel.
让我们也在基督里将我们身体献上当作活祭。
Also in Christ giving ourselves as living sacrifice.
活出生命美好的见证。
to live out the wonderful testimony in our life.
让他的喜乐可以满足。
May his joy be complete.
感谢赞美主，我能为他做见证。
Thank praise to the Lord that I could be a testimony for him.
也谢谢各位弟兄姐妹。
And thank you, brothers and sisters.
谢谢艾迪弟兄的见证。
Thank Brother Eddie's testimony.
见证神如何回应他的祷告。
That to testify that how God answered his prayer.
见证神如何借着他让人得到福音好处的这个奇妙的经历。
And testify how God used him to benefit others.
也谢谢艾迪弟兄给弟兄姐妹们发出的这个挑战和呼召。
And thank you, Brother Eddie, for the invitation to our brothers and sisters.
当我们肯凭着信心来回应的时候，我们就能经历他奇妙的作为。
If we're willing to respond in faith, we will experience him.
接下来请Stanley 弟兄跟我们分享啊，这样一个很具体的福音小组施工的机会。
Now we invite the brother Stanley to share this opportunity of the happiness group.
Stanley, unmute.
Stanley 的声音要出来。
什么是幸福小组？
What is happiness group?
幸福小组是八年前台湾高雄福气教会发展出来的布道策略。
Happiness group is eight years ago, church in Kaohsiung called Fuqi Church developed a method to preach gospel.
从八年前到现在，平均一年有上千人、上千慕道友参加。
From 8 years ago till now, every year over thousands of people participate.
也有 30% 的人受洗。
Among the seekers, 30% got baptized.
福气教会成为全台湾会友人数增加最快速的教会之一。
Fuqi Church become the fastest growing church in Taiwan.
用幸福小组传福音，生计果效。
The method of happiness group to preach the gospel is very effective.
目前是台湾最火热、最佳的布道系统。
Right now, currently is the most growing, the best method to preach the gospel.
这个系统也慢慢地传到世界各地的华人教会。
And this system starts slowly spread to all the Chinese church in all over the world.
最近两年，这个福音策略也开始在加州华人教会使用。
In the last 2 years, it's start to, the church in California start to adapt this method.
什么是幸福小组？
So what is happiness group?
简单的说，
To put it simply,
是一群弟兄姐妹在家里把福音的消息传给慕道友的团体布道策略。
It's a brother and sister in their own homes to preach the gospel.
这个方式不同于传统的布道方式。
This method is different from the traditional gospel preaching method.
它有很多特点。
This have many characteristics.
它把宣教工厂移到家里。
I took the mission field into the house, into the family.
我们不必出远门到中国、东南亚或欧洲去传福音。
We don't have to go far, go overseas to preach the gospel.
我们可以轻松的、不拘束的环境下传福音。
We can in a more relaxed and hindrance environment to preach the gospel.
这个布道方式有固定的时间、地点和团体。
This method has the fixed time, location, and group.
连续用八个礼拜的小型布道讲八个礼拜的信息。
In 8 continuous week, have 8 focused message.
他的信息包括上帝、耶稣、十字架、圣灵和教会。
At the message including God, cross, Jesus, and church.
看起来很简单，没有什么特别。
It looks very simple, nothing really special.
大家都会做。
Everybody can do it.
但是为什么幸福小组会如此有效，如此成功？
But why is so effective and successful?
原来它还有其他特殊的地方。
It's because it has its unique place.
这特别的地方是它有同心合一的团队。
The unique characteristic is they have a united team.
几位对传福音有负担的弟兄姐妹聚在一起。
Couple brothers and sisters have this mission to preach gospel.
每个人有上帝赐予的才能。
Everyone has their own special gift God gave to them.
集思广益，一起计划。
They put their head together and plan things.
一起培训。
And they train together.
各尽所长。
It's everyone and to use their unique gift God gives them.
用别人的长处补自己的不足。
Use other people's strengths to make up their one's own weakness.
互相搭配。
And to help each other.
同舟共济建立合一的团队。
And to stay in the boat together to build up a unified team.
一起传扬神的福音。
And preach the gospel together.
他的布道策略也很特别。
The methodology is also very unique.
用破冰游戏拉近彼此的关系。
Use icebreaker to break down the walls.
用诗歌敬拜带到神面前。
Use the songs of worship bring people to God.
用生命见证分享影响慕道友的生命。
And use personal testimony to influence the seekers.
把带进信息的主题。
And bring the main message.
用祷告交谊结束。
And use prayer and fellowship to end.
这是一种任务编组小组传福音的团体布道。
This is a mission and duty oriented.
它还有是也是用以慕道友为导向。
Also, it was guided by the focus on the seekers.
是为慕道友量身定造的布道。
It's especially custom to each individual seekers.
我们跟慕道友沟通。
To communicate with them.
了解他们的灵命需要
，and try to understand what's their spiritual need.
用生动有趣、生活化的方式分享信息
，and to share the message in a very lively, lively ways.
我们表达信息的时候，很少用传统聚会时的属灵术语。
When we share the message and the gospel, we rarely use the jargons.
我们用容易了解大众化的措辞。
We try to use easy understanding applicable words.
所以幸福小组是。
So the happiness group is.
是一群同心合一的弟兄姐妹。
A group of brother and sister united in heart.
以慕道友为导向。
It's focused on the seekers.
把福音的消息传给慕道友的团体布道策略。
It's to preach the gospel to the seekers, in the group united method.
既然幸福小组有这么多特点，那实施后有什么效果呢？
So there are so many characteristics of this happiness group. What's the result of it?
幸福小组不只让慕道友幸福，得到幸福的秘诀。
Happiness group not only to try to help the seekers to find happiness.
它还有其他正面的效果。
There are also many positive effects.
在个人方面,
In individual aspect,
让我们能直接经历到参与使命、大使命的喜乐,
that help us to participate the Great Commission, to taste the joy of it,
和结果子的成就感,
to feel the accomplishments of yield fruits.
在培训传福音时可以操练 我们的个性, 提升我们的灵命。
And during the training, we can shape our character and also grow our spiritual life.
也能够超越我们自己的极限。
And also we try to break our own limitation.
领悟到传福音其实不难。
To understand that preached gospel is not that difficult.
不需要很厉害才开始传福音。
And you don't have to be very mature or fully equipped to start.
但需要开始传福音才会变成得很厉害。
If you're willing to even start, then you will become mature.
在教会方面,
In the perspective of a church,
弟兄姐妹经过培训建立合一的团队,
And brother and sisters through the training to establish a united team.
同为传福音努力,
and work towards together for preach the gospel.
教会会团结一致,
the church will be united.
充满生命力, 感到复兴的喜悦,
and full of life and to enjoy the revival.
我们的教会会成为撒网得鱼的教会。
Our church will become the church that casting the net and the harvest the fish.
如此教会有福音的产业,
so we'll have the inheritance for the gospel.
传福音的产业可以一组一组、一代一代的传承下去。
And this inheritance will be passed on to generations.
也可以和其他教会连接，互相帮助。
Also can connect with other church and help each other.
一起把神的福音传扬出去。
And together to preach the gospel.
所以结论, 什么是福音教会?
The conclusion, what is the happiness group?
是弟兄姐妹借着同工培训建立合一团队向慕道友传福音。
It's brother and sister through the co-worker training, establish a unified team, and to preach the gospel to the seekers.
能够活出尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱神、爱人如己的生命。
To live out the life with all our, to love God with all our heart, all our might, all our character, and all our strength, and to love others as ourselves.
完成把福音传到地极, 使万民成为主门徒的大使命。
To complete preached gospel till the end of earth, make all nations the disciple for the Lord.
我们的教会今年也要筹办幸福小组。
So our church is going to start to establish the happiness group.
愿主保佑我们。
May our God bless us.
我们的教会。
Bless our church.
能在传扬福音中成长,
so that our church can grow in the process of preaching the gospel.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。